producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to do. You can actually do it 24/7. There's a machine that will pick up and say if you can either you can leave your question or you can just leave a number and we'll call you back. But we're going to call you back between noon and 3 because that's when I'm here, Eastern. All right? So, I mean, I really love the notion that I'm sort of in cyberspace waiting for you to call me, but I occasionally do things like sleep, so, and brush my teeth and go to screenings and stuff like that. Let me get right to the phones because we have a number of people who have been patiently waiting. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy, and how may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm doing very well today, thanks. How may I help?
I appreciate you taking my call. This has been bugging me for weeks, if not a couple of months now. So the fact you're there is very appreciative.
Okay.
Okay, two questions. I think one leads into the other one. The first one, what does it mean when my wife of 21 years all of a sudden stops giving me a treat? Trying to keep it clean here.
Are we talking about sex?
Yes, certain act of that. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, I mean, the person who's going to know the answer to that is probably her. Have you asked?
I have, and the thing that really bugs me about it, she uses it as a bargaining chip.
Well,
but
that's
bait and switch.
But honey, that's what a treat is to a certain extent by definition. Otherwise, we'd call it brushing your teeth or something. I mean, perhaps exactly the wrong metaphor, but. When did the treating stop?
It stopped about almost a year ago. There was once last summer she offered it up as a way to get out of a family vacation a day early. She just couldn't take the tension between everybody. So I used the excuse I had to get back to work. We left. I got the reward.
Okay, presumably that's okay with both of you. She's basically saying, hey, listen, if you'll do something, if you'll do me a favor, I'll do you a favor. I mean, that's
correct.
And it sounds like it's worked okay. So what, you're going to have to film, I'm missing a piece of the information here.
Okay.
So is there nothing that she's wanted from you recently so to be able to bribe you? What's the situation?
She has. In fact, in the spring we celebrate my birthday and our anniversary are days apart.
Okay.
And the twin boys were graduating from high school at that time.
Okay.
She said, you know, the monies that we're spending on graduation, I don't want to spend any monies on our anniversary. Let's save it because we both come from large families.
Okay.
And I said, that's fine. She goes, what about your birthday? Is there something you absolutely have to have? I said, no. I said, I would like a reward. So she called me, you know, you're a pig. And she goes, that's fine. Well, 7 weeks go by. Nothing. And then we had sex one day, and she gave me a peck on the cheek and said, happy birthday. And I'm like, well, it's not the reward, and it's not what you promised. It just, and the fact that 7 weeks went by, you know, and I tried.
No, I got it. All right. How often the two of you have sex when she's not trying to talk you into something?
It varies. Once a week, once every other month. They just, you know, we got the kids at home, and
well, that's a large variation. Did she ever approach you about sex?
On occasion, she'll come by and say, you know, it's been 2-3 weeks. Come on, let's do this.
I think
this is going to lead into my second question. I think she's developed feelings for a guy at work. She works in the public school system, and they've worked together for the last, well, I just found out 3 years. I thought it was 2, but I just learned it's been 3 years. She texts this guy more than anybody, and I do snoop. I do check him, and there's just, like, her affection toward me has, like, almost disappeared. An example is we've got a neighbor who was recently widowed. She called us and said she had created something. Or had something made in her late husband's honor, and it's just a couple blocks away, so we walked, and I reached for her hand. She turned to me. She goes, "Are we holding hands now?" And she, that was something she had never said before. When I leave for work and I go to give her
Back up. When you took her hand and she said, mm-hmm. "Are we holding hands now?" What did you say?
I said, "Yeah, we're holding hands." And she
okay.
was like, "It's just over there." And I said, "Fine." So I let go.
Wait. Here's a great opportunity to say, "Hey, listen, what's going on here?" I mean, you being angry because she's being... It's not clear what she's being. I mean, you're making, it seems to me, first of all, snooping is, I mean, it's going to give you information you can't use, and it's going to bedevil you. It's just not, you know, very, do you think she's having an affair with this guy? Do you think
no,
she's sleeping with him?
No, that I don't, okay. But I believe she has developed feelings.
Wait. People have feelings for other people all the time. It's called friendship. It's called admiration. It's called mentorship. It's called gratitude. I mean, and marriage doesn't say you're not allowed to have feelings about another person. It says you don't have sex with other people. And, I mean, here you had a great opportunity here. There's certainly some other issues. Do you have more than the twin boys who are graduating from high school?
Yeah, we got a daughter. It's a senior this year.
Okay, so your life is as sort of hands-on parents is about to come to a screeching halt, right? So, and that certainly can be a watershed area for any couple because you're not going to have the kids, the body of the kids, presumably, as a distraction. And one whole set of role models is about to, if not evaporate, at least certainly condense. And it can put marriages at risk. And the idea, but the two of you aren't talking about this. You're making the assumption that she has a crush on somebody else. Instead of talking to her about it, you're looking at her emails, and she finds out that you're going to start a war you can't win, which is, I can't believe you didn't trust me. How would you like it if I had snooped on your stuff? I mean, it's stupid. It's just, it's counterproductive. It's not giving you anything you can use. And you had an opportunity. You've had two opportunities, both of which you've passed up, to say, hey, look, what's going on here? And not you owe me or not and her thing of, well, it's only a couple blocks of, you know, of saying what you feel, which is I feel close to you. I still like touching you. If we've got a problem here, let's talk about it. We're not each other's enemies. We've been together for approaching a quarter of a century. If I've done something to hurt your feelings, if I've been neglectful, let's talk about this. Let's not let this investment go or get stale without at least an understanding of what's going on here. And looking at her text is. It's going to torture you if she finds out. If she's got a complaint with you at this moment, if she figures you're snooping on her, it's going to blow up. There may not be anything wrong, or she may have a specific complaint, but you don't need to do a pile on by sneaking by looking at her texts.
Okay. All right, because there's
the two of you. I mean,
you're absolutely right. Because I just had my physical this morning, and the reason why I thought I could work this out, and I just had my physical. My blood pressure is through the roof. The doctor said, "Let me give you the script." I said, "Whoa!" I said, "Wait a minute." I said, "I think I know what the problem is."
Yeah. So let's figure out. I don't know what the solution is because I don't know what the problem is yet. But I know what the symptom of the problem is, which is the two of you are not communicating with each other at all. So I think what you need to do is say to her, "Darling, we treat our marriage like a big fancy mum, because we'll be temporal by this time of year. You buy this big fancy plant, and you know it's all cellophane or with the foil and the satin ribbon, and we put it in the window, and you know we don't water it, we don't prune it, we don't feed it, we don't do anything, and that little sucker dies. As opposed to treating it like a living thing, which it is, and watering it and feeding it and transplanting it and trimming it back, because I think mums hopefully are perennials. Let's pretend they are. And I think we've done that with our marriage. We've raised three great kids. The end is in sight, and it's not the train. You know, we're going to have some time with each other. What is it that you'd like from me that you're not getting, and what is it that I can offer you? And let me tell you I'm a little unhappy about our sex life, but that's not the primary thing. I'm going to put you on hold. You think about it for a minute. I'll be back in a moment. Diane, I'll get to you in just a moment as well. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. ¶¶
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, we're talking with John, who's in a long-term marriage with kids just about to fly the nest and feeling like his wife is kind of disconnected a bit. And I'm saying, John, don't be tempted to do the snooping routine just because it's going to make you miserable without giving you any usable data. Because if you say, well, you know, I checked your text, she's going to blow up at you. I can't believe you don't trust me. And it's going to distract from the real issue, which is, you know, look, I love you. We've gotten sloppy about this marriage. You know, tell me what you want from me that'll make you happier, and let me tell you what would work for me, and let's see if we can negotiate something so that we're happy with each other. The statistics, John, are in your favor, that supposedly couples who make it to 25 years are happier than any time other than the first year of their marriage, and you guys are within spitting distance of that.
Right.
So,
I guess
right.
my biggest concern, her biggest gripe would be the fact that when I lost my my job, back in 07, I couldn't find any work outside of, you know, sweeping floors and stuff. I opted to go into business with my family. They own a couple of restaurants, and I bought into one of them. So I'm working a lot. I'm finally back into my career. I've been back for a few years now. But I'm also at night to kind of replenish the money that we lost over those 3-4 years. I'm working also evenings, four nights a week. Now, I know what she's going to say, but the only problem is her actions don't back it up. Give you an example.
Well, give me a minute. What do you think she's going to say?
So that's exactly what she's going to say. I want you out of the business. I want you to be bought out, and I want you to concentrate just on your day job.
Well, what is the, I mean, what? How does that impact her?
Well, because in the evenings, four nights a week, I'm not there. It shouldn't impact her, because during the summer, this summer and last summer, not once did she and I go out on a date. Not once did we go for a bike ride.
Okay, all right. So rather than make this adversarial, what if you said to her, all the things we talked about before, you know, let's see if we can get our marriage back, and say to her, I mean, there's no sense acting stupid about something you already know, of saying, I know you're not happy about me working four nights a week, but how about if we made a deal with one another that for the next 6 months I will work three nights a week, with the idea being that of the other four nights, the two of them we go out together. That we, you know, you plan one night, I'll plan one night. And 6 months after that, I'll go down to two nights a week, or we can evaluate that and go down to two nights a week, with the idea being that of those additional five nights, that we go out three nights a week, so that we're doing things with each other. It doesn't necessarily have to be expensive. It doesn't necessarily have to be out of the house, but it has to be something other than sitting in front of the boob tube. So, I mean, if you know that, then start there. That might have been useful to tell me, John, like, an, you know, 20 minutes ago, of saying, well, I lost my job, which always impacts a marriage, and I'm working four nights a week. I mean, so we already know part of why she's feeling disconnected from you. She's saying, I'm not getting what I want. Why should you get what you want? And, it, you know, look, folks, keeping information from me is giving me, you know, if you're not telling me what's going on, how am I supposed to figure it out? So don't do that. You know, give me the information up front. And John, you have to be careful, because my guess is if you do it with me, whom presumably you trust and are asking for help, there's a passive aggressiveness to you. That's withholding. You've got to be careful you're not doing that in the rest of your life as well, that you're not, that isn't your pattern to withhold, because it makes people furious. It makes them feel that, no, you know, that they're always having to take the initiative. They're always having to sort of say, hello, who are you? And it just makes people feel that they have to do all the work of a relationship. So it's not a very good idea to do with me. It's a terrible idea to do every place else. And if you already know that the issue is that you're working, and she's saying, you know, why should I give you treats? Why should I be at all interested in being sexual with you? That's the only thing that you're interested in. We don't do things together. You don't care what I want to do. You're perfectly willing to leave me alone. So start there. Start with, okay, I get it. Here's what my point. Does your wife work outside the home?
Yes.
Good. Okay. So let's sit down with our budget and figure out how much, you know, how much we're still, we're in the hole, and what you want to do about that. The two of you may have very different opinions about how much you're in the hole and what you should do about that. A marriage, among other things, is talking about these things. You guys are a corporation, literally, and you're not talking about things. You make unilateral decisions. She makes unilateral decisions. You're mad at each other all the time. This is not a way for either of you to be happy. So sit down with her. If you know that the issue is that you're working 4 days a week, then what you can say is, look, it scared the living daylights out of me to be, how old are you? Well, you're probably, what, in your late 40s, early 50s?
Yes, ma'am, 47.
Okay. That, you know, as a 40-some-year-old man, to not be able to find any work for a year scared the living daylights out of me. And so, yeah, I'm doing something that doesn't make me incredibly happy. I don't like being away from you. I don't necessarily like working the family business. I don't necessarily like having two jobs. And the three nights that I'm home, I'm exhausted. But it scared me. And I want to have some kind of nest egg, so God forbid it ever happens again, that I don't feel like, you know, the whole world is coming down on my head. Now, she may say, John, you know, I have a job too, and part of being a liberated man these days is understanding that you don't have to bring in 100% of the money. But at least the two of you were talking about something as opposed to you're checking her text messages. So if you know that the issue is that work, then start, then say, look, let's have this discussion. Here's what I'd like. I'd like for us to have two dates a week. You plan one, I'll plan one. If you're willing to do that, then I'm willing to drop down for the next 6 months to three nights a week. And then after that, let's talk about maybe, you know, because I'm not any happier working like this than you are, but I'm scared. I'm scared the living daylights out of me. Go and talk with her. But stop checking the text messages. Because look, John, if a cute little cocktail waitress at one of the restaurants that you're at said, oh, John, you're so smart, and you just have such a head for figures, and you're so reliable, you're going to be tempted by that too, because you've got a wife who's disconnected. So it's not healthy for a marriage for either of you to be disconnected. And her texting to somebody else is not the world's smartest thing to do. But it's not adultery, and you checking on it, and it's not the issue. It's a symptom of the problem, not the problem. The problem is the two of you are not working as a team at all.
Okay.
And both of you are waiting for the kids to get out of there and then decide what you're going to do. But that's a terrible thing to do to each other, let alone, and the kids are sort of basically on their way. But you guys don't need to do this. And if you're going to both get out of the marriage, then at least do it through the front door, not the back. Talk about it. See where you both of you are. But I mean, you've got an obvious bargaining chip here.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Do I bring up my feelings without bringing up the snooping?
I mentioning the snooping is disastrous. Just stop
right.
doing it, and then it should have come up, say, look, you know, I realized it was the wrong thing to do, and I stopped doing it. And stop doing it. Yeah, no, don't bring it up at all. Whoever he is, he's irrelevant. First of all, you don't think they're having an affair. And the point is not that she's feeling affection towards somebody else. The problem is the two of you have a marriage that's a war zone. So make it less of a war zone. He's not the relevant issue. The two of you are. All right, so no, don't talk about the snooping. Talk about them 5 days a week. And this is probably not a good time to bring up treats either. You're offering rather than demanding. 855-99-DR-JOY. Diane, you're coming up next. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Diane, thank you for your call. Thank you for your patience as well. How am I going to help you today?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure. How am I going to help?
Well, my mother-in-law has a terminal illness.
Okay.
And my two kids, 15 and 9, my 9-year-old is very close to him, to her, and he's very high anxiety, and we're just looking for pointers for talking to them.
Okay. Fair enough. How old is mother-in-law?
Late 60s.
And what's the nature of her illness?
It's a blood disorder. So she doesn't have any outward signs of not being well.
What's the prognosis at this moment?
I think I think we're thinking of within the next 12 months. And 12 months, I think, would be good.
All right, I hear what you're saying. I think you're going to have to get more specific information, which is a tough thing to do. And, you know, asking a doctor how long is one of those things that's always a little iffy because they're quite often a little bit reluctant to tell you. But you could probably, what she got, some kind of leukemia?
No, she's actually got a blood disorder that she's had for longer than her adult life, since childhood. And I think that throughout her whole life, everybody was expecting her to die, you know.
Well, so what's changed?
What happened is now she no longer makes her own blood. She's completely 100% transfusion dependent.
Okay. Well, but as long as she's been transfused, what was her prognosis?
I don't know, because her need for transfusion is faster than what your body can handle.
I got it.
Right?
But, kiddo, I hear what you're saying, but all right, let's go back to your initial question. As I've got a high-anxiety 9-year-old.
Right.
The 9-year-old is going to want to know essentially the same things I'm going to want to know from a very different perspective. So you need more information. And what I tell a 9-year-old, I mean, the point is, from the 9-year-old's point of view, Grandma's had this disease his whole life. So, you know, she's already survived 9 years. So the question is she going to survive another 9 years, 9 months, 9 weeks? And you don't know. So telling him anything at this moment seems to me counterproductive because there's nothing to tell him. And when we don't know is when we're going to feel most anxious. So what I think you need to do at this moment is see if you can get a hold of somebody, presumably her hematologist, and say, look, I know you could probably give me a range, which he or she should be willing to give you. You can also probably find it online a little bit. I mean, you know, it's one of the few times that the internet actually, you're going to get a whole lot of different different information. If you get consistent information, that's going to be a little more reassuring. But you're also going to have, presumably, in most cases, because you've already gotten one of the signposts, which is that she stopped producing, presumably, either red blood cells or white blood cells or both. So there are going to be some other markers that she may become jaundiced, or she may bruise more easily, or she may, I don't know, because I don't know specifically what we're talking about here. But you can find out. And so, pardon?
She knows.
Well, and so ask her.
She has this information.
Well, but so fine. So get it from her. But the point is, what do you tell the 9-year-old? And so
she's going to want to know. You think more like, what is it going to look like? What are the steps going to be?
Well, and when you tell him, because for example, if you knew that, and let me just make up some symptoms, that she was going to start having nosebleeds. Which probably has something to do with this because that's a clotting factor, but nevertheless, she does have nosebleeds.
Oh yeah.
I hate it when I'm good at this. All right, so let's say that she has nosebleeds that take more than 10 minutes to stop the bleeding. Okay, so let's just assume that. Okay, fair enough. That and it goes from 2 days to just not stop, but she has to be hospitalized for it. All right, that's a major marker. Let's say that her hair is going to turn green. Let me just make up things that are not accurate, all right, because that'll be easier for that her hair is going to turn green and her earlobe on the right is going to get striped. And when her hair turns green, that probably means 3 to 4 months. When her earlobe begins to stripe, we're talking about a month to 2 months. So when do you tell him? Well, you tell him at some point where he can say goodbye, that we can reassure him that she's not in pain, that we know what's going to happen, that he doesn't have to be frightened, that this is what's likely to happen next. So do we tell him at this point? I don't see the reason. First of all, we don't know enough, and a year is a long time to anybody, certainly to an 8-year-old, all right? So that's number one. But find out, and she's probably the one to be the most helpful to you, of what the prognosis is going to be, what the sign signposts are going to be, what the symptoms are going to be, and what, and which isn't to say that she can't have a cardiac arrest tomorrow, or you can, or I can. So, but in terms of telling a high anxiety, or telling anybody, it's not even a high anxiety kid, telling anybody somebody's sick, they're going to know why, how, what's going to happen, and what, you know, and how is this going to affect them. You don't have answers to any of that, so you don't tell them until you have better answers. And then what you do is figure out an appropriate length of time. For example, if we know that it's likely that she would lose consciousness after her earlobe starts striping, then obviously we tell her between the green hair and the striped earlobes, because we want them to be able, him to be able to interact with her. We also want to be able to tell him, for example, that she's not in any pain. At some point, you are going to have to figure out what your family statement is about death. Do we believe in an afterlife? Is there heaven? Is there hell? Do we think that grandma's going to be looking down on us? Because that's one of the things that, that there, and there needs to be some kind of consistent belief. Don't tell him something that you can't, that you don't believe in. You can leave it open. You can ask him what he thinks about it. But he's going to ask some of those questions. Well, is she going to die? Is she going to be buried? What's it going to be like in a casket? How do we know she's dead? I mean, so you need to be prepared for all of those kind of questions that any, that all of us have, but most of us are well socialized enough we don't ask. He's too young to be well socialized, and he's anxious, so any socialization that he's acquired is going to not withstand his anxiety. So he's going to ask all those questions. So when you tell him depends on what you tell him and what the prognosis is. So you need more information.
Okay.
And he may understand that he may find out, because it's kind of, you know, the story is that three people can keep a secret as long as two of them are dead. So an awful lot of people know. You know, my guess is your older child knows, your husband knows, grandma knows, other relatives know. So he may find out about it. But he also, because he's high anxiety, may not ask about it. If you notice that he's having a hard time sleeping or he is feeling more anxious, then rather than saying, are you worried about grandma, which is kind of we call leading the witness, I just say, you know, let's talk about what's bothering you. And he may say, well, everybody says grandma's sick. And at which point you could then say, you know what, grandma's been sick your whole life, and it seems like grandma's getting sicker, and tell me what you see, and let's find out. And he may even be willing to be involved in the search a little bit. I'd be a little cautious about that, again, because the internet is so filled with truths, half-truths, and outright lies that we don't want his anxiety going off the top of the chart. But if he's a computer nerd and he's already heard rumors, he may already be investigating. So keep an eye on your kid and see if his anxiety is peaking. Find out more about grandma's position. Talk with her about it. Also talk with her about what she wants to convey to him. And she may, believe it or not, be the best person to convey it to him. She may be able to say much more convincingly and reassuringly of, you know, there's no pain. This is something I've had for a long time. You know, I've been really lucky because I got to know you for all this period of time, because lots of people who have this wouldn't have been able to live this. I mean, so involve her in the process. Involve him when there's a reason to involve him and there's specific information to give him. Okay?
Okay.
And also, as I said, you need to be prepared, sort of planning ahead for what your family believes happens at death. If do you believe in an afterlife, and share that with him, or ask him what he feels about it. I mean, don't tell him something that he knows is a lie. Kids are really good at knowing about that. And also, it's probably worthwhile, as long as you're going through all this stomach anguish anyway, to begin thinking about whether he go to the funeral, whether you have a memorial service, all that kind of thing. And we've left out one really important person, in that your husband. Are the two of you together?
Yeah.
Okay. Because getting your husband involved in this as well, because this is his mom. It's your mother-in-law, and it sounds like you have a pretty good relationship, and that's great. But this is going to be the loss of his mom. And I don't know if she's married or not, and how grandpa's going to take with this. So there's a lot of stuff going on, but what you tell your cherub is really part of the larger context of what do we know, what are our plans about it, how's it going to work, who tells what. But I think at this moment, I would say you're in the position of trying to get some more information rather than convey information. Okay, as it goes along, if you need to call me, feel free to do it. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Diane. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That it is, 855-99-DR-JOY. Victoria is certainly going to finish up this hour, but we have another hour to go, so not a bad time to call me, 855-993-7569. Victoria, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Victoria.
It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
I have a question about how to handle a certain situation.
Okay.
There's a Halloween party coming up. And it's an excessive drinking party. Like, everybody.
That's what it's billed as, or that's just what happens?
That's what happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I don't drink, and my husband does, and it's really hard to get him out of there, and I don't like the fact that he does shots and gets totally polluted, you know?
Yeah.
And then when I'm ready to leave, he's not ready to leave, and so what I did, like last year, I had said something to him, and he didn't like it, and we just didn't go. But I would like to go this year. So I told him, you know, we were invited again, and I'd like to go, but I want to go when it first starts and just stay till probably 10. So that's like 5 hours of socializing and drinking, and I feel that's enough.
What does he say?
Well, he doesn't say anything, right?
How long have you guys been married?
25 years.
Okay. It seems to me we're talking about three separate problems. One is his drinking. How much of a problem on a day-to-day basis is his drinking?
It's a problem. He's trying to not drink as much lately.
Well, it sounds to me then the Halloween party is a terrible idea. It really does. Because if he's really making the effort to not drink, and you're putting him essentially in harm's way. So what I would do, so let's look at the possibilities. If he's really making an effort, and it sounds like he is, then I would say, listen, ordinarily, I'd love to go to the Halloween party, but you're doing such a great job of controlling your drinking behavior. Let's pass on it this year. Let's figure out, we'll go trick-or-treating. What's the O?
We haven't come to that point. I've just noticed that he's cutting back.
Victoria, that's fine. Listen, when it comes to somebody's drinking behavior and he's making improvements, we want to reinforce the living daylights out of that behavior.
Okay.
And I would say to him, right, let me just walk you through this, and I promise I won't let you go until we have some, well, you don't have to agree with me, but till at least we're clear, of saying, look, I love the Halloween party, I'd love to go, but it feels like it's putting you in harm's way, so let's figure out some other event for Halloween. And I don't know where you live, but a lot of communities have family events where there's face painting and there's no drinking and there's apple bobbing and all sorts of things. You could, in theory, have a party. You could go trick-or-treating. You could go out for a lovely dinner. But there are lots of things to do. And I think by you saying, look, I love this party. It's really fun for me, but I see that you really are making an effort. And think about when we make an effort and somebody doesn't notice, or conversely, when we make an effort and someone does notice. So, and think about how it's going to feel from his point of view, that you're saying you're doing something really good, and I noticed. I noticed that you're making an effort. I'm really proud of you, and I love this Halloween party, but it seems to me in the long run that you getting some control of this behavior is much more important than any particular party, and I'm willing to forego it so the two of us, so you can feel good about this as opposed to backsliding, because it's too soon for him to go to a party where everybody's going to be drinking and expect him not to. It's already a bone of contention between the two of you. It already has a history. So blow off the party this year and do something, plan something fun that celebrates not only Halloween, but his real attempt to change a behavior that's very difficult to change. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go to that party.
Yeah, because we just had a party on Sunday, and he overdrank, and I commented to him in front of everybody that...
Well, and I think you can go and apologize for that.
Yeah.
Because, Victoria, understand, as irritating, you have a problem with his drinking.
Mm-hmm.
He has a problem with his drinking. If you should get yourself to an Al-Anon meeting, if you haven't, because everybody there loves somebody who's in an alcohol-soaked boat. But he's making an effort. He's changing the patterns of a lifetime. He's really trying. And I think that this is the year to celebrate that by making he's trying to make a sacrifice. He's trying to be a hero. And it's hard to be a hero without sacrifice. You get to be a hero in your way by first of all, commending him for making this effort without making a big deal about it. He's just doing it. And that takes courage. That takes backbone. He's really doing something that's very difficult for him. And you're not only noticing and commending and praising, but you're also saying, look, I'm so proud of you for doing this, that even though I really love this party, I think it's a great idea for us not to go. Let's find something for the two of us to do that's really fun, that doesn't involve alcohol, that because I know you're making a sacrifice. I know you're trying to do something because it's important, hopefully to you, but also important to me. I want to return the favor. I want to do something. I want to give up something that's important to me and maybe important to you, because that's fair. That you're making the effort, I want to make the effort too.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
What were you going to do? Wear costumes to this party?
Yes.
What are you going to dress as? What were you going to? You can still dress up.
I haven't really decided because it's just popped up again, you know.
Well, but think about, first of all, it takes all the aggravation out of that night.
Mm-hmm.
It's strengthening your relationship with each other. It's strengthening your marriage. It's giving him a true gift where he's trying to give you a gift. And he's maybe not very good at it, and he's not very certain of it, especially after last weekend. And I think it's okay to apologize and say, you know what, I was thinking about it. I know you've been really making an effort, and putting you in harm's way like that doesn't make any sense. So let's not do it. Let's have our own private, you know, that this year's celebration, this year's Halloween, can start us on a new path with each other, and celebrate your real attempts to for sobriety, and we can dress as whatever, alcohol bottles, and abuse, anything, and find something fun to do. So neither of you are sitting around feeling sorry for yourself, but there's no booze involved. And whether that means taking kids trick or treating, or seeing if there's, you can volunteer at the school, or seeing if there's not a family Halloween someplace. But yeah, I would do it. Because look, your marriage and his sobriety are going to be a lot more important to you than any particular party, any particular year. And they'll be next year, and maybe next year he'll be clean and sober. And if he's not, maybe that's a party to avoid. It has become a major drinking party.
Yeah.
That Halloween somehow has morphed into this weird kind of, you know, all, I think it's second only to St. Patrick's Day or something about
right.
drinking behavior.
Yeah, the adults look forward to it too.
Well, but do something that makes sense to both of you, as opposed to his stomach hurting because he knows you're going to read him the riot act, your stomach hurting because you know you're going to end up either having to have a hissy fit or go home alone. Blow it off. Let's do something interesting. Let's think outside the pumpkin for Halloween and do something wonderful and fun that launches the two of you into a better place.
Can I just ask you one more question?
Yeah, let me put you on hold, and I'll hold you over for next hour, and you can ask me whatever you want. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.